Welcome to the TD Sports Podcast Show. I'm your host, Ty Delbridge, and today, January 30th, I'm going to get into the games today, my picks for them, and also give my best bets and top props for the day. All right, let's get into it. All right, let's take a look at my best bets from yesterday. I went 4-2 on the day, way better than the 0-4 day. Yeah, the day before. From the top, I got the Oklahoma City Thunder -3. They beat the Kings 120-100. The Thunder continued to be monsters against the spread. Just in general, they continue to kill it on the road. Best against the spread record on the road. It was never in doubt. So yeah, keep cashing those checks with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Next, the Memphis Grizzlies -2.5. Same thing, they blew out the Knicks 127-106. It was never really in doubt. Grizzlies were just a more talented team. And that's what I thought would make the difference with both these teams on the second night of a back-to-back. It came down to talent, and the Grizzlies were more talented. First half of the over 121.5 of Blazers and Rockets, or Rockets at Blazers technically, that hit like 127. The Blazers had 71 first half points. Rockets had like 60 something. These teams got off to a slow start to even start the game. Like the first quarter, there was a bunch of turnovers and missed shots. And then in the towards the end of the second quarter, the Rockets didn't hit a shot for 3 minutes. But still, these two teams combined to go over 121.5. And Trevor Ariza hit the over on his 9.5 points. He had 10 points in the first half. So that we cashed that early. He finished with 21 points for the game. I expected a big game from Trevor Ariza, and we got it. He hit a lot of open shots. He continues to play really well for the Blazers. Cash that check as well. Sorry, I got a little distracted there. I was looking at the final score for the Blazers, trying to do some math. It ended in a 137. So we took, I remember how I was saying I would take probably the over in the first half, but the under total game, that happened, 237. Total was 238 most places, 238.5. That hit the under. My gut feeling was right. So if you paid attention to me and my game picks, I took the under. So, but that wasn't a best bet. But so on to my losses for the best bets, though. Let's get back on track here. Sorry, I got a little distracted there. The Utah Jazz -5. They continue to lose. That's two in a row now. I thought they had this one against the Spurs with no LaMarcus Aldridge. I thought they would handle the Spurs well. They lose by 7, 120, 127. So DeMar DeRozan had 38 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. He picked up the slack, no Aldridge. The bench played well with Patty Mills, with Derek White, with Rudy Gay, and DeJounte Murray all going over double figures. I mean, Jazz played all right, but they continued to just slide right here. So I'm going to stay away from them for a couple games until they get back on track. And then Kyrie Irving over 24.5 points. It looked promising for a while, but he got off to a slow second quarter, third quarter. Finished with 20 points on the game. I thought he would get over 30+. It looked like it for a little bit, but I mean, things happen. So 4-2 on the day. Not great, but it's pretty good. We'll take it every day of the week. I'll take 4-2s as long as I'm doing this. That's profitable, and that's what we want. All right. When we come back, I will get into the games today and my best bets and top props. All right. Welcome back. All right, today I'm not going to give game picks on where I'm leaning. I'm getting to this podcast a little late today, so in order for time, I'm just going to tell you the games, and then we'll get into my best bets and top props. So right now, that's the first game of the day is Raptors at Pistons. Then we have the Chicago Bulls at the Brooklyn Nets, Dallas Mavericks, at the nope, I am telling you all wrong. Forget that. Toronto Raptors at the Cleveland Cavaliers. Then we have the Charlotte Hornets at the Washington Wizards. Then the Philadelphia 76ers at the Atlanta Hawks. Golden State Warriors at the Boston Celtics. Utah Jazz at the Denver Nuggets. Sacramento Kings at the Clippers. All right. So my best bets today, I'm going to go over 227.5 Hornets at Wizards. I was kind of shocked this wasn't in the 230s just because it has the Wizards name attached to it. Their games have been getting over to like 250s, 260 ranges. So I think this gets over today. The Hornets have a slow pace compared to the Wizards, who have the third best pace in the league. But I think the Wizards will dictate this game since they're at home. Both these teams are top 15 in field goal attempts, so I think they're going to be chucking a lot. The Hornets go over on the road 58% of the time, and the Wizards are going over 68% of the time. So I think there's some good edges there to point for this thing going over with these two teams who will probably get up a lot of shots. So let's go over 227.5 the Hornets at Wizards. Next, I'm taking the Hawks plus 7 on their home against the 76ers. The 76ers are just bad on the road this year. They're 9-15 on the road this year. Let's see, I have another shot. They are the worst against the spread team on the road this year. They're hurt. They're only going to be going about 8 guys tonight. They have a national TV game coming up against the Celtics, so they might be looking ahead and past the Hawks. Hawks are 4th in the NBA in pace. They're 14-9 at home against the spread. Since Al Horford's not playing for the Sixers, I think the Hawks will be trying to tire out Embiid, putting John Collins and smaller guys on him, making him run out to the 3-point line, making him run the court. So they should try and tire him out and push the pace all night. And I think they could even win this thing, but I think they cover this plus 7. Next, I'm taking the Toronto Raptors first half minus 5.5. Raptors favored by 10 in this game against the Cavs. Raptors have blown out the Cavs twice by, I think it's 20 plus this year. On two times they played, they have blown them out by 20 plus. There we go. I think the Raptors are going to do it again. I think they're going to get out early, smash the Cavs, and this thing's going to get ugly early. So I'm taking the first half minus 5.5. And then my last one of the night, I wasn't going to bet the Utah Jazz anymore, but I was pretty close to risking it one more time. And then if they did me wrong, not betting on them for a while, but we're going to hold off of it. We're just going to bet the total in this game. I'm going to go under 216 on Jazz at Nuggets. It's a little risky, but I think the Jazz on the second night of a back-to-back will have a little bit tired legs coming from Texas, now going over to Denver. Denver is hurt. They don't have Gary Harris tonight, who's out. They still don't have Jamal Murray. They don't have Paul Millsap. They don't have Plumlee. So I think based on all that, they don't push the pace, so they're going to be trying to slow it down. So I think with the Jazz kind of tired and the Nuggets not really pushing the pace, this thing's going to stay under, and I'm going to go under 216. Top props, taking Nikola Jokic, and I'm going over 7.5 assists in this game. Since there is no Gary Harris, there is no Jamal Murray, there's no Paul Millsap, there's no Plumlee, Jokic is going to kind of be the point guard and main guy, so I think he's going to have the ball in his hands a lot, and the Nuggets are probably going to be drawing out Rudy Gobert out to the 3-point line with Jokic, so when that happens, they'll probably have cutters, he'll probably be throwing passes all night. I could see him get into double-digit assists, so I'm taking the over on the 7.5 assists. And then my last prop, going under 27.5 points for Kawhi Leonard tonight. I think Paul George is coming back. So maybe they try to get him involved early. It's against the Kings, not a really good team. So I could see Kawhi Leonard taking a little bit back tonight and not being as forceful or trying to make things happen against this team, against a Kings team that they should blow out. So I'm going under 27.5 points for Kawhi Leonard. All right, those are my best bets and my top props. Not getting into any game lines because I said I wanted to be able to get this out in a timely manner. So that's it for today. Make sure to follow me on Twitter @TyDelbridge. Follow me on the Action Network app @TyDelbridge. And I will check in with you guys. I will try to do the same thing tomorrow. I work again in the morning, so try and get this podcast out a little bit earlier so you guys can hear this and hopefully bring more value to you. So please hit me up if you have any questions, and we'll see you next time. Peace.